London, Kevin and Slugger.
Hey, that's us.
They ought to know.
Bing.
Got this from listener Raul.
Yay, Raul.
Who sent, Florida principal resigns after sending $100,000 to scammer posing as Elon Musk.
Get out of here.
Dr. Jan McGree, what? She has a doctorate.
No.
She was the principal at Burns Science and Technology Charter School in Oak Hill.
I was going to say, how she have so much money? That makes more sense then. Okay.
She wrote a check out of the school's account.
Oh. To a fake. Like, first of all, Elon needs the money. He's shooting rockets shaped like cars into space and buying social media platforms.
Scammer
he doesn't need a penny.
This scammer promised her that if she sent $100,000, she would get $6 million back.
And she believed it.
Yes.
She went through all of that schooling and got herself all of those little BS degrees. And she believed it.
Dr. Jan McGee said was groomed by someone for 4 months who was posing as the SpaceX founder.
I've heard of a buzzword. I'm going to use it.
I'm a very smart lady, well-educated.
No, well,
I fell for a scam.
Yes, you did. $100,000.
She had the ability to write a check up to $50,000 on the school's account, but without checking with the board.
Really?
But this is twice that.
I want that job. How do you get that job?
Well, it's open.
I'm certainly not.
Because she got fired. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, yes, please. I love these.
The Nextdoor app shows crazy people.
Yeah, you know, it started off as a really good way of going, what was that gunshot just now? To, I'm going to kill all of you. You're terrible.
There's still some of both.
Yes.
But the idiots are
taking over. As they are the world, it seems.
Here's somebody who has a question. Wondering if anyone had any experience using Canadian mail order pharmacy. In all caps. Not for Viagra. Would be interested in your experience.
Definitely for Viagra.
Yeah, why would they put that?
I mean, 100%.
Are they trying to be funny? Because why would they put that?
No.
All right, I didn't know this was a thing, and I hope it's not.
Yeah.
From Ryan, tipping on rent.
Tipping on rent?
When paying rent, what is customary to tip the landlord leasing company?
Zippo!
I found 15% of my rent is a number I'm comfortable
Go
with.
Go straight to hell, buddy.
And have gone as high as 25% during holiday seasons.
What is your problem? Now, I totally give to, like, you know, when I lived in New York, where you just got back from.
Right.
There's a staff that works each building, basically. I lived in, like, a 30-story building. You definitely tip everybody.
Because they help you.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you don't tip the leasing agency. They don't. That's ridiculous. That's a terrible thing to get started.
Or the landlord or anything else.
I've rented from friends. You know how much they got? Nothing.
They got their rent.
Yeah, they got their rent.
And they were happy about
it. Well, they better be.
Here's one. Need woman for my stepson to make grandkids.
Want to watch.
What, is she a pimp?
Yeah, right.
He us very nice. No college. Works in finance. Extremely nice.
Wait, she's saying you don't want anyone who goes to college or has been to college?
I think she's saying he is very nice and he has no college.
I see.
But then how does he work in finance? Seems like he would need some college.
Yeah, I don't know. He works in finance. Yeah.
Extremely nice. He's 24. Maybe he wrote it. Maybe this guy is just trying
to... You know what? Yes.
The ideal woman / mate is a woman of faith. First. Loyal. Born with a personality.
Born with a personality. So right out the gate.
Right. If they were two and they didn't have personality, get out. Pet owner.
Wow. That's specific.
A little overweight.
What?
Wants a family. No drugs, no smoking. I'll send pictures by request.
Holy cow. Well, we need to answer that one. I actually want to see what this dude looks like. Yes, because that's so specific for begging for grandchildren. Look, here's how it has to be.
It is weird.
It is very weird.
And the first thing that they say is they have to be someone of faith.
Yeah.
What?
Let's bring religion into it immediately.
Sorry, what?
What faith? Which one?
And finally, for Weekend Next Door app update, I need help. And this may have to be a topic in the future. I need help. I can hear my neighbors banging every night. And I don't know if I should say something.
Of course not. Enjoy.
Like, I have to be up at 8 tomorrow morning.
So?
And this is something that happens every night.
Wow.
I'm glad for them.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with it.
Is it really the same two people?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still inconsiderate, and I have to hear her moan. If I write a letter, they'll know it's me.
I'd rather hear her moan.
And I don't want beef with them because they're very respectful in casual neighbor relationship.
Well, good evening. How are you? We'll be in here banging.
You should say nothing.
Yes.
Take your lack of sleep.
Yes.
And move forward with your life. I have a crazy story that I'm so happy I'm not a part of.
Okay.
It felt like just another flight for South African pilot Rudolph Erasmus.
The red-nosed reindeer?
To be truly honest, it was if my brain was not registering what was going on, he told the BBC.
Oh, this is frightening.
It was a moment of awe, he added, saying he initially thought the cold feeling on his back was his water bottle.
Okay, sure, all right.
I felt this cool sensation sort of crawling up my shirt.
Oh, no. While he's flying a plane?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a small plane with only four people in the back.
Right.
I felt this cool sensation sort of crawling up my shirt, he said.
Yeah.
Thinking he may not have closed the water bottle properly and water might be dripping down his shirt.
Okay.
As I turned to the left and looked down, I saw the head of a cobra.
A cobra? Seriously?
Yes.
No.
It is one of the most lethal snakes in the world.
How? So wait. There you go. They took off from somewhere in South Africa, so the
yes.
snake must have just decided he's going to go along for the ride?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
A bite from a Cape cobra is lethal and can kill somebody in 30 minutes.
Wow, so you're up there flying around and suddenly you get chomped on by a snake? That is truly horrifying.
Right?
That sounds familiar, though. Like, maybe it was a movie at one time?
And imagine feeling it first
before
you know what it is. You think it's just water.
And then, I mean, you got to not freak out. I mean, as a pilot, you have the stick in your hands. You got to not suddenly go, wah!
Is that code?
Come on.
He said that he needed to make sure that he didn't panic.
Sure.
That always makes
yes.
everything worse. Now,
yeah.
Does he tell the people in the back? Because the snake might be able to make its way.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. If you look out to the left, you'll see the Grand Canyon. And also, there's a snake on the plane.
He was also so scared the snake might have gone to the back and caused mass panic.
Sure.
So he did make an announcement to them.
No, I'm really not kidding here. It's not a joke, folks.
Snake is inside the aircraft. It's underneath my seat, so let's try and see if we can get down to the ground as soon as possible.
We'll be putting beverage service on hold for a few minutes.
Wow, that's insane.
And then somebody came out and shouted this.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
We were talking last hour about the Dragon's Breath warning that is out now.
Yes, where you what is it? You use liquid nitrogen.
Liquid
to
nitrogen.
Freeze something.
Yeah, they use cereal or some type of candy or something.
Right.
And you instantly freeze it, and then they put it in their mouths. And it smokes like dry ice does.
Right.
So you can actually just close your mouth and blow out of your nose, and it just looks like you're a dragon.
Like we all used to do with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Before we stopped smoking.
Yes. Yes.
Back in the day.
I never smoked.
But really?
Yeah, no, never.
Really?
No.
I
did a lot of dumb things.
Had money as a kid, so at home. But as soon as I was out on my own and I was 18, I was like, I can't afford this anymore. So that's what.
There was a time.
That was very dumb.
There was a time, kids, before the internet,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we grew up. And we did a lot of dumb things.
Oh, my God. But at least it wasn't filmed and shown to the world.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Now, on TikTok, one person can do it.
And then everybody's like,
somebody across the world can see it and try it, even if it's dangerous.
Yep. Yep.
So that doesn't help in that particular arena.
Nope.
When I was a kid, mm-hmm. we used to take an air compressor.
Okay.
You'd plug it in, and it would had a motor that would run, and it was like you could fill up a tire or something with it.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we'd take a little tool that would let the air loose, and then we would swim around our pool.
Okay.
Like we were scuba diving, breathing the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
that's
dumb.
Very dangerous.
We had a friend who was a doctor. He's like, how long did you do that? And we were like, not that long. I don't know, 10 minutes or something like that, where we stayed underwater.
Does it cause brain damage?
I think it's supposed to.
I think that's... Well, yeah, that explains a lot.
I'm just saying...
I understand now.
Everybody has done dumb things.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Especially when they're younger.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I put a bunch of fireworks, and then we're going to take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. I took a bunch of fireworks and mm-hmm. broke them. And
right.
put all of the powder, in one cup, and I tossed a match in.
Right.
And nothing happened. So I waited 3 seconds, and I looked...
Oh, you toss the match in and then you're like putting your face over it? And then it blows up.
And my eyebrows and a lot of the front of my hair were all singed.
That's awesome.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. My parents loved it.
When the explosion actually happened, what went through your mind?
How dumb am I to? Oh, I thought I was going to die. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that much.
Right. But
how? But
it was enough to do a little.
Now I look back and go, I threw in a match and then I put my face over it. Really dumb. So that's the topic. Dumb things that you've done. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about stupid things you did when you were a kid. What did you do?
BB gun battle. We were hiding behind dirt mounds, taking shots at each other.
So really, only your eyes were available to hit.
God almighty, let me tell you this. We had to pump BB guns, and we agreed only to pump like 3 shots. He poked his face up, and I pulled the trigger, and I hit him.
Where?
In the face. Right in the face.
Right in the face, but not in his eyes.
About an inch below his eye.
Yeah, listen, dude, my dad actually lost his eye as a kid playing with BB guns.
Really?
Yeah,
where the saying, you're going to lose an eye
came from? Yeah, he did not like the movie A Christmas Story. He didn't think it was funny. Because he actually had a glass eye all his life.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, all right, you all have to do.
You're so lucky you didn't blind your
friend. Yeah, dude.
So he told me, I ran up to him, and he had a little red welt on his face. He said, okay, I'll give you the 10 to run back to your spot. 1, 2, I'm running. 1, 2, 3. He probably shoots me in the back.
Ah,
and then now I'm scared. I'm laying there like with my hands crossed across my chest, and he snuck up on me, and he tried to shoot me in the balls. And I swear to you, the BB hit both of my legs. It scraped off the top of both my legs. So that concluded the battle. He got even. We went in the house, and he's in the bathroom. He goes, hey, check this out. And I went in the bathroom, and he had the BB in his face, and he squeezed it out.
And wow.
Well, there you go. That's definitely up there on the list.
You're worse than me. Thank you
for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The dumbest thing you did as a kid. Boy, there are a lot of calls about dumb things you did as a kid.
Turns out kids are doing really dumb things.
What did you do?
When I was a kid, me and my cousins, we would get bullets that our parents had. And we would take the bullets, and we had like 90 acres of land, so we had all kinds. And we'd take our BB guns and go down into the riverbed and set the bullets up on little rocks.
Right.
And then take the BB gun and put it right up to the back of the bullet and shoot it.
Wow.
And I remember the first time we tried it, all of a sudden I hear my cousin go, ow, ow. And I was like, what the hell? What happened? Bullet ricocheted and came back and got him.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's not smart.
That was hard explaining it to the family what happened.
Yeah, of course.
Don't recommend shooting bullets with BB guns.
Yeah, that's noted. Thank you.
Right on. So far, it's all BB gun related.
KLOS, hello.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if this is dumb. I think it's pretty genius, but we poured dish soap on an air hockey table and filled up the basement with bubbles.
That's
fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
As long as you're not the one that has to clean it up, that's great.
That must have ruined the table, didn't it?
Yeah, eventually it shorted out, but it wasn't my house.
It wasn't your house.
That's the attitude.
If it's not your house, it's genius.
I think all my friends used to say that. Thanks, man.
Kalo has
not my house. That was like 12, 13, 14. We would pick up the newspapers after a rain. They'd come in a plastic sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
We'd wait for a teenager to come by or even a cop car, and then we'd throw that thing at the car and beam it, and the chase was on. And that was how we used to get our adrenaline fix.
Yeah, I used to throw mud at cars, and the last time we did it, like, these dudes jumped out of a truck, and man, they chased us for so long.
Were you afraid you were going to be killed?
Yeah, that time we finally were like, yeah, because it was like in the 70s.
I hear a
siren. Yeah, they're coming
now.
To get you now.
Thank you for calling. Run.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Slogo? How you doing?
Good. Dumbest thing you did as a kid.
When I was about 8 years old. We had the fish tank, and there was a thermostat inside the water. Well, I used to take it out and lay it on the stove so it would get really high, and then I would put it on water and let it get really low. Well, I left it in the stove so long that it popped.
Oh no.
And then, well, you know, it had red mercury in there, like a dumb kid. I'm trying to suck it out, suck out the mercury. When my mom found out, she thought, man, you better be lucky you didn't die.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow.
And I'm still living. I'm still kicking.
That must have made a hell of a pop sound, though. I almost kind of want to do it just to hear the pop sound.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I don't know.
It just went, you just your pop like that.
That's close enough for
just
me.
Mercury, no big deal. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, so the stupid thing that I did as a, like, I guess early teen in the early 90s, there was a thing in high school that was, for, you know, junior high going around that basically you would make yourself faint. And so I was in this little corner of the campus with my friends, and I guess you would just, like, bend down, breathe very heavily in and out.
Yeah, like, and they would grab you from behind, like your stomach from behind, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
They did it to my neck. They, what? Like, grabbed my neck.
Oh, no.
Like, squeezing my neck, and you kind of, like, half pass out, or, like, I don't know. It was, I did it, and I was like, boo-hoo-hoo, and everyone's, like, laughing, and then I thought about it later, and I'm just like, what?
So dumb.
Like, why do kids have to do that kind
you're
of thing?
You're as dumb as a boy.
Good for you.
Oh, man, if you're later.
One of us.
Thank you for calling.
So
thanks
proud.
For calling.
Now
thank you.
I find, thank you.
Thank
you.
818-955-KLOS.
Dumb things you did as a kid.
Put your kids in a barrel and don't let them out until they're 21 because these stories we're hearing, they're insane. Your children are insane.
Kids are dumb.
Like, I mean, we were.
That's just the thing. Kids are. You know what's really funny is I have a problem with Instagram.
Okay.
Because I put up a picture of two kids hitting each other in the head with trash can lids.
Right.
And they were, one would laugh, and then they would hit the other one, and one would laugh.
Right.
And I put hashtag kids are dumb.
Right.
And they were like, this violates our standards.
Oh, come on.
They do, and it's still on my record. It's absurd.
They go down on your permanent record.
It's nothing.
You're never going to get a real job.
Until you hear these calls, it's nothing.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Grew up in New England, had a lot of room. We used to make Polish cans, basically Coke pans that you would tape together, cut the top off, make a chamber throughout it, a hole in the side, fill it with lighter fluid, put a tennis ball in it, spin it around. Shoot the thing up so you couldn't see it in the air. We'd always boost all the tennis balls. We had tons of apple orchards around, so we'd fill it with apples and start having wars shooting at each other. Those things actually would blow up after they get weak if we get just shrouded with scrap metal from it.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing we all survived.
Wow, no kidding.
That's crazy.
No kidding.
I couldn't even follow that, and I'm dumb.
That sounds like a real war. That's not like your pretend little pop guns. You guys are having serious wars out there.
I love it.
Right on, man. Thanks
for
calling.
KLOS, hello.
Right when I got my license, me and my friends started going around doing drive-bys with high-powered water guns, super soakers.
Right.
To, like, 20 feet or so. And we just, like, drive around our city looking for people all after school and work.
Just standing or running or whatever?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody really trying to get back at you, or do you always get away because you were in the car?
Most of the time we got away, but one time some guy chased us in the car for like 3 blocks, and then he lost us after a red light.
Well, good work.
Yeah, you know that. Thanks for calling. That reminds me of outrunning people in my car. I can't think of. I know I did it. I know I lost people a couple of times.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Thank you. Dumbest thing you did as a kid.
Well, besides burning down my classroom, we used to.
I'm sorry. Hold on. You said besides burning down your classroom?
Yes.
That's enough.
I think you did it.
That's enough.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. I think we have a winner.
Thanks for calling.
Burned down his classroom. Well done, sir. We're proud of you.
Give me five.
3,000 songs in a row. Yeah, baby.
5 songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo.
It is the in sound from way out. We are looking for song titles with the word in the title. For example, Back in Black. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Zlogo. Ha! I love it. Give me 5. We called it the in sound from way out because we're looking for songs with the word in the title. And Gunned 11 caught a reference to a Beastie Boys side project thing. So he has suggested Intergalactic. It is Gimme 5 Intergalactic there because we're looking for the in sound from way out. Songs with the word in the title. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin. It's like, I got one for you. How about Rat, You're in Love?
Ooh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's a really good one. Who's this?
Well, this is Lenny.
Lenny, thanks for calling.
I've talked to you guys before.
Never do it again. Never, ever.
From In Through the Outdoor. Fool in the Rain. Songs with in the title. There's so damn many. I think this is day one. It is a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We need one more. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Let's do In Bloom, Nirvana.
Your wish is our command.
You're the man.
Woman really spooked as she spots the face of Princess Diana on a slice of ham.
Did she start worshiping it? Or people
How
pilgrims?
Often do these story come? These stories come along.
Usually, it's like, you know, the Virgin Mary or whatever.
Yes, or Jesus. Even.
Yeah, Princess Di showing up now.
There was once where there was Jesus showed up in my toilet.
In your toilet?
No, but that was the story.
Right.
And the reporters went there and they said, "What happens when you flush the toilet?"
Right.
And they said, "Well, it goes away
and never comes back."
No, it comes back because it's a shadow. Pretty clearly. You flush it and it goes away. It's not Jesus.
And if you
he can withstand a flush.
If you turn around and look, there's like a cutout on the window, and it's just, you know, for the shadow effect in the toilet.
Hattie Osma is her name, from Cheltenham Spa in England. Bought the packet of ham from the supermarket to make sandwiches for lunch at work.
Mm-hmm.
After she opened the packet and eating the top slice, the 36-year-old noticed.
Hold on a second.
What looked like a silhouette of Diana's face staring right at her.
Bean, would you like this sandwich? You can eat the Princess Di, lady.
Now, I've seen the ham.
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like Princess Diana.
You know what it is? Ham. That's what. You know what's not?
What?
Princess Diana.
Yeah, do you ever go outside?
Princess Dihama. That's not who it is. That's not who it is.
Wow.
Do I ever go outside?
Yeah, and lay in the grass and look up at the clouds.
Sure, you
and
can
say,
make it look at like anything.
But do you do that?
No.
I never do that.
No.
I've never done that. And people always been, look, it looks like an airplane.
Hattie says everyone who has seen the slice of ham has been, quote, really spooked by it.
Whoa, hold on.
With one colleague even offering to buy it from her for £30.
I hope she sold it to him.
Hattie turned the offer
down. I guess not. Yeah, because she might get more money.
And insists she intends to preserve the piece of meat, perhaps even putting it on display in her house.
I don't want to go to her house.
She said,
I wonder what else she has on display.
That's a great question. She said, I loved Princess Dihama growing up. She was the people's princess, she said.
She was. And she was a bit of a ham.
And then they put this in the story. She was amazing.
Oh, come on. Is it Jenny Moise or whatever her name from CNN write this?
No, this is from
another
the Mirror.
Dude. Oh, the Mirror.
Out of England.
They're bored out of
You know what it's not? It's not Princess Diana. Doesn't even look like Princess Diana. Wait, let me show you.
Yeah, let me see. Hold it up here.
That's where they drew on it. But look at that piece of ham and see if you can see.
Oh, you know what that looks like?
What?
A piece of ham.
It does. It is a piece of ham. Don't be stupid. KLOS.
The end. Song is over. You know what?
I'm sorry. I was looking in an article.
I was like totally in a different world.
Yeah.
What's going on? What year is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what we're doing.
There's a company in Sweden whose goal it is to become the IKEA of electric cars.
The IKEA? Oh, my God. You have to put those things together. It's like the diagram things. I can't do that.
Ships vehicles as individual parts to save on transportation.
It kind of makes sense, but does a user put it together? He goes real high in his voice?
Well, they're trying both. They're trying a user, and then they're going to try professionals here.
Right.
Or wherever its final destination is.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, at IKEA, you watch those guys put those things together for display, and they do them in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I never believe them.
Those Allen wrench things, you know, you see them flying. They're just like, are you going to give a giant Allen wrench for
this
car?
I've never once been able to make an IKEA anything work.
My female friend has. She's so good at it.
Is she?
She follows them damn picture instructions so well. She, all right, give me that piece. All right, give me that.
There are no instructions.
No, I know.
Actually,
it's just drawings.
That's the
problem.
Is that
how they're going to do it with
the
car?
Drawings.
Oh,
look at
my
car.
God. It is an IKEA
car. I'm
going to
post it in a second. It looks
like it's made out of Legos.
It does look like it's a
toy.
Like a gift, a toy. Yeah. It's insanely bad.
I bet it's insanely cheap, though, right?
They haven't said the price yet. Lovely is the company, LUVLY.
Okay. Oh, it's lovely.
And you can make your own car.
I can't make my own anything.
If I can't put a chair together, you think I'm going to try and make my own electric car?
Yeah, I mean, your chair falls apart when you sit on it, so you're on the freeway going 13 as fast as it'll go.
Right.
And it's just going to fall to pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it'll just explode into sand. Or dust. No, I'm not down for this.
I don't know. I'm kind of... How does the engine... The engine's got to be one big piece. You don't put that together, do you?
I don't know exactly what they're putting together, but they say that they can ship in the size that where they used to ship four
cars.
They can ship 20 cars.
Wow.
If they take them apart and then some
guy puts them together, because I sure as hell
or you do.
No, that's not
one or the other.
Did you ever mess around with? I mean, I always wanted to. One of the I really wanted a. I had a regular, I don't know, 90s Mustang, but I wanted a classic Mustang, but I knew I couldn't because I couldn't keep it alive. I'd kill it. Do you ever mess around with cars?
Do you ever get cars? No,
yeah.
I'm not really a car guy.
No, so
and especially not this one.
I almost think we should buy one and put it together because it'd be hilarious.
It would be fun.
Get the station to pay for it.
But someone other than me is going to have to drive it first. That's all I know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
These are the top 10 things the TSA found last year in 2022.
Oh, okay. And confiscated?
According to USA Today.
Right.
Number 10, soiled money and crutches.
Soiled money.
Mm-hmm.
And crutches.
Okay. In crutches.
In. Why?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It was hidden in crutches.
What?
Number 9, inert grenade. You know, I assume a lot of this stuff is you just forgot you had it in your bag.
Or it's inert. I mean, you know, if you know it's not going to blow up, you're pretty sure. I guess you could see bring it home.
No.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
Not on a plane.
But, yeah.
Number 8, a cattle prod. Number 7, they actually opened up the PlayStation and put a gun in it to hide it. And x-rays.
How do you not know that they're going to see that?
Show that kind of stuff.
Of course. And if you're trying to hide it, it seems like you're more trouble than if you just have it sitting there in your luggage, your underwear.
Drug scrunchies.
I don't know what those are.
Of course not. Knife and a laptop.
Somebody tried to hide a knife. Laptop.
Yeah. Huh.
It came this way. Apple sent it to me like that.
A gun and a medical sling. Do you really think you're going to get away with that? Peanut butter firearm. There was a gun in two bottles of peanut butter that you could assemble after you clean it.
Oh, man.
A gun inside of a chicken.
A chicken?
Yep.
A live chicken?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken was alive and had a gun inside of it?
No, the chicken wasn't alive.
Oh, all right.
It shows a picture of a dead chicken, and it's stuffed.
A delicious-looking dead chicken.
It's stuffed with a gun.
What's so... Oh, man. People are so weird.
And then everybody saw the fentanyl candy. Picture.
Yeah.
Everybody saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would assume that there's a lot of people who get stuff taken away from them that they just forgot they had in their bag. And I'll give you a perfect example. I was going on a trip to Vegas with Dave the King of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we had to stand in a long line. Mm-hmm. And person after person went up to the TSA. And the TSA would look at their bag and go, do you have any bottles of anything?
Right.
Any liquid?
Yeah.
And they would say no. And then they would go through the machine. And then they would take out like a giant bottle of something.
Right.
And say, you can't bring bottles of liquid through the TSA.
You just honestly forget that it's... I can see forgetting that. I was taking my vape pen for a long time, and I only... They didn't even care for a very long time, and then they started... They took one, and it was because, you know, those batteries in those things tend to explode sometimes.
Oh, those are the ones that... Yeah.
Yeah. So if you got one that's actually in your luggage that's checked, and it starts a fire down there, which it certainly could, who's
going to
know?
Great. That isn't great.
So what did they take from King O Mexico?
Okay, so we saw... It was a long line. We waited for 45 minutes and we saw 8 to 10 people that got bottles taken out of their luggage,
and you're laughing at them.
Yes.
Right.
Saying, what are you, an idiot? You know you can't bring this up. And then Dave got up there and they found 3 bottles of wine.
After he did he tell them they didn't have anything?
No, he didn't remember that it was there.
Oh.
He's like, I forgot.
After all of that, laughing,
making fun of everybody in front of him. 3 bottles
of
wine.
Bottles of wine.
So the question is at 818-955 KLOS, things the TSA found in your luggage.
I'll have that.
Whether you forgot it or you're just trying to sneak it through, either way, 818-955 KLOS, things the TSA found in your luggage. We're talking about things the TSA found in your luggage.
So I used to be in the cigar industry, so I would travel a lot, Texas, Vegas, Florida, all over the place. And I had 2 cigar lighters and a couple of cigar cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And they flagged me for the lighters that I have been on the flight with. And I was coming back to L.A., and on the way out of L.A., they didn't say anything. And they said, you can't take these. And I said, well, you can't keep them because they're over $800 a piece. And they're like, well, I'll get a supervisor over. Well, they called the supervisor over, and I got lucky because he was a cigar smoker.
Oh, nice.
He knew how expensive these were. And so he actually said, I'm not allowed to do this, but because I know what these lighters cost, give me your address and I will mail them to you myself.
Oh, nice.
Another cool TSA agent.
He actually did mail them back to
me. Very cool.
Did you send him some cigars?
You know what? I never did.
Excellent.
And I meant to, and I was working so much I completely forgot about it.
Nope, no excuses. Boo.
Boo on you.
Yeah,
he was cool.
Bad on me.
Yeah, whatever. That's awesome, though.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. What did the TSA find in your luggage?
Oh, my God. So the wife and I got an Airbnb in Hawaii, and I'm a semi-cheap ass, so we brought a bunch of food. Packed most of it in the luggage, but the peanut butter and jelly were like the last thing, so I threw it in our carry-on, and they grabbed the peanut butter and jelly. It was like,
what?
Maybe they were hungry.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with that?
Make a paint bomb, right? Out of peanut butter.
That's so ridiculous. That's not even liquid.
Wow, that is weird.
Why would they take the PB&J?
I'm telling you, I was looking forward to those sandwiches.
Sure,
of course.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
I guess you didn't go to the cigar guy because he would have let you go through with him.
That's true.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
You went to the wrong TSA agent. KLOS, hello.
It was pre-TSA. It was 87. I was flying from San Diego to LAX, and I had a couple cymbal stands that they thought were machine gun turrets.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a misunderstanding is.
You can't bring this on. Where's your machine gun? You can't come in here. And I'm like, come on, my plane's waiting for me. So these are cymbal stands, and it got them to realize it, and they held up my plane till I could get on and made my flight. I was like, oh, my God, they're not machine gun turrets.
Wow.
They're cymbal stands.
Wow, that's really weird.
Would have never happened after 9/11.
No, yeah, very true.
No, exactly, yeah. This, like I said, this was 87.
Right.
And it's like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Excellent. Congrats. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS or...
Or you can tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo, things the TSA took from your luggage. Talking about things the TSA took from you. What did they take from you?
They didn't take, they added... And I fly out to Houston, drove a truck back to California, get home, the woman unpacks my bag, pulls out these black Victoria's Secret panties. Says, who's your thing? I go, I don't know.
They added them, I'm sure.
Well, you've been trying to convince her of that story for years now, haven't you? Maybe if it gets on the radio.
That's a terrible lie.
I found a tag. It said, TSA, search your pack, your bag.
I've had that as well, and they went through everything. It was all.
But they
kind
don't
of,
add panties.
No, they lingerie. Certainly didn't to me. It's not what I'm wearing right now.
Ooh.
Right on, dude. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great, thank you. We're talking about things that TSA found in your luggage.
Yes, sir. So we're from L.A. My cousin and I were flying to Portland so we can catch a Seattle Mariners game. You know, we want to see all the baseball stadiums.
Right.
So we get down there, we go to the game, we go to the souvenir stand, buy two of the souvenir bats, one each, pack them in our carry-on, go through TSA. I get through. My cousin doesn't get through. They say, hey, you can't take this. We're like, what do you mean? Because, yeah, it's a weapon. It's like a foot-long piece of wood.
American tradition.
Right. So I told them, hey, you let me go through. They're like, oh, really? So they went through my bag, and then they took mine.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, you don't tell them
right,
that, man.
No,
yeah.
Fact.
Wow.
My cousin told me the same thing. He's like, you f***ing idiot. We could at least have one of them.
You are a f***ing idiot.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, they thought they found like plastic disposables in my luggage, but it actually was orange flavored fudge.
Orange flavored fudge.
But they thought it was plastic explosive, huh?
Yeah. They pulled me aside.
How did they word the question when they actually asked you if it was an explosive of some sort? How'd they say it?
They sat there and asked me if I could take this object out of my luggage for me. I said, what's this? I said, it's orange flavored fudge. You want some?
Did they take it?
No, they didn't take it. They let me have it back. But
right on.
What a pain in the ass that was.
Yeah, of course. That's kind of weird. Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
You don't want anybody handling your fudge.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
Things the TSA found in your luggage?
Well, it wasn't so much in my luggage. It was actually in my hair.
Oh.
I was going through the TSA, and I had my hair tied back, and I had wooden chopsticks tucked into my hair to hold the
sure. Right.
And I went through the metal detector, and because they had some metal on them, I set off the detector, and they took my hair chopsticks.
They took them permanently?
Like, permanently. I wasn't allowed with them at all. And I asked for a supervisor. They called a security guy over. He was, like, armed with, like, an AK-47, which was a bit disturbing.
Yeah.
And wow. I had to argue with the guy, and he's like, well, those are a weapon. I took them, and I said, they're going to break. This is not a weapon. Like, what you have is a weapon. This is a chopstick.
Right.
How is this going to hurt anybody?
Did that help?
And he didn't want to hear it, and they took my chopstick.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
Ooh. Well, how do you eat
right.
now?
Right?
Keep your hair up.
Rubber band.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sluggo.
The TSA found what in your leg?
Wait. There you go. People love the gong at the end.
Now.
I always forget about the gong and I just don't think about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about things the TSA found in your luggage.
Way back when they first started, sounds kind of stupid. I bought one of those TNT alarm clocks.
Oh, they look like dynamite?
Yeah, it's got like three flares.
Hilarious.
Alarm clock, old style alarm clock with wires going to it. And they kind of freaked out when they found it.
Yeah, actually, my girlfriend, now wife, brought a clock. And this was long before 9/11 to New York. And they're like, oh, no.
You can't take a clock?
No. And it had, like, just the look. It did look kind of like it. She's like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
Did they let you take your TNT alarm?
No.
They really?
Yeah. Rid of it, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think they love things that look like TNT.
I guess not.
The TSA.
Yeah, unless you're like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon, I guess it's probably not going to fly, as it were, if you will. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm a firefighter getting on a plane at LAX to go to Sacramento for a brush fire.
Mm-hmm.
In uniform, and they made six of the guys discard their multi-tools. Because they were weapons.
Did you discard them?
Well, they couldn't take them on the plane, so they took them away.
And you're going up to fight a wildfire. They can clearly tell you're not in cosplay or horsing around
or
something.
They don't know that they weren't going to break out into a strip dance. Wow, that's crazy.
Boo. Well, maybe you should have done a strip tease on the plane.
Right?
People would have liked it.
Could have raised some money.
Let It Be, the 12th and last album from the Beatles, released on this day in rock in 1970. Aerosmith's album Get a Grip entered the U.S. album charts at number one on this day in rock in 1993. Devils and Dust from Bruce Springsteen was sitting at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 2005. It was his 13th number one studio album.